Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? How you doing?
I didn't know if you were still sleeping or not. Hey, let's get...
Shut the hell up. How about that?
Let's do...
You're lucky you're in the studio. You know, you talk trash in the studio, but we're in face-to-face. You don't say nothing.
Oh, I can't wait to see you next time. If you're not sleeping, of course, if I'm there and you're awake, it'll be good. Let's do sports.
We'll see. Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter. Yeah,
you will go to sleep.
Not the good kind either.
That's right. That's right. You're going to be seeing Tweety Bird. You're going to be zonked out, man. Anyway, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're just waking up from a nice nap and you're thirsty, guess what? They got you covered there with Bud Distributing. Right there. Mm-hmm. Right there. Right there. Hey, look.
You been knocked out before? have you ever woken up wondering what happened?
You're the sleepy dwarf from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, right? Wasn't there sleepy? I'm going to have fun this morning.
Pop, not dwarf. I mean, are you?
You're going to be dead dwarf.
All right. Well, I'm going to have fun right now. Let's go. What do you got?
Okay, so I know usually we run through scores and everything like that, but can I just hijack your sports and try and get some vindication here? Try and get some form, because the last time we had this conversation, it didn't go the way I wanted it to, because apparently everyone's got their heads up their tuchuses and they don't know basic physics and science and whatnot. So in our prep site, all right, one of our amazing prep services that we use for content on the show, because it's a lot to find stuff to talk about all the time. Otherwise, we would just end up ranting about God knows what. But anyway, in one of those was a link to an article that was just written. Okay, this is a brand spanking new article. And this is the title of the article. Hitting a baseball is the hardest skill to pull off in sports. Here's why. A unique blend of physics and neuroscience makes the skill astronomically difficult. All right. Now, if you're wondering, why is Brock bringing this up? Well, recently, what would you say, Hunter? Maybe like 2 weeks ago, we had a conversation.
How about 2 weeks? Two, three weeks?
Yeah. We had a kerfluffle, if you will, about what is harder to do, hitting 100-mile-an-hour fastball or getting a hole-in-one. My stance is hitting 100-mile-an-hour fastball is way, way, way harder than getting a hole-in-one. Hunter, you disagree.
Which is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement coming from a guy who doesn't play either sport, period. At least I play one of them. No, you're way off. It's a ridiculous statement. It's a ridiculous stance. And everybody agrees with me.
That's
because I'm right in this.
Here's where you're wrong. And not because I have this article that talks about all the crazy things about hitting.
Which, by the way, is from GetPocket.com. You make fun of me for all the sources that I get myself from.
This post originally appeared.
GetPocket.com.
This post, if you go to the bottom, this post originally appeared on Popular Science and was published August 4th, 2020. Popular Science. They're not just putting out stuff. It's not like going to BuzzFeed and finding out what wine spritzer you are.
Originally appeared on Popular Science was published in August.
Yeah.
Popular Science? That doesn't mean anything.
So let's go.
I could call myself Popular Science.
Let's go to the rest of you dum-dums that are like, oh, a hole-in-one is harder. Most people have hit a golf ball. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can hit a golf ball. But maybe not that well. No one's ever stood in front of a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Should I break down this article a little bit? Can I do that? Or should we just accept the fact that
I am
right?
Go ahead. You break it down as much as you want. You're still going to be wrong.
Oh, my God.
You're still going to be wrong.
What needs to happen?
So here's why you're wrong. Hitting a baseball is the hardest skill to pull off in sports. That's the title of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe, but they don't throw hole in one in the scenario.
Hole in one.
Hitting a baseball is the hardest skill to pull off in sports.
They didn't
say hitting a baseball is the hardest skill to pull off in sports beyond a hole in one.
Because
a hole in one, that's not an objective.
I've seen toddlers. They've done stories about toddlers hitting hole-in-ones. They've done stories about blind people hitting holes-in-ones. They've done stories about someone golfing for their very first time, luckily hitting. See, it's the easy thing to do. However, hitting a ball that's crossing.
A toddler could walk up and swing a bat and click a ball.
Oh, my God. Not a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. No way.
It could click it.
No.
You can click it. The odds of that toddler clicking the ball are better than that toddler walking up and hitting a hole in one.
You know what? You need to go back to bed because apparently your brain is not working. Because here, they even talked about this. They're talking about the average fastball in the major leagues is more than 90 miles per hour. Let's say it's average 90 miles an hour.
See, here's where you're wrong.
100. That's not even 100 miles an hour.
Here's where you're wrong. Our question is totally different than what they're saying here. Hitting a baseball is the hardest skill to pull off in sports, right?
Uh-huh.
That's fine. But hitting a hole-in-one isn't a skill. Hitting a golf ball is definitely easier than hitting a baseball, yes. But a hole-in-one, that's like hitting, hitting it 600 yards from the plate in baseball. It's a task in the sport.
Going up and chipping a golf ball in would be a million times easier than trying to hit something that's going 150 milliseconds past. That's all it takes to go 60 feet.
What do you mean by so easier? Because you can hit the ball easier? Is that what you're saying? But the actual task of it is way harder than hitting a baseball, period.
Oh, God, no
getting
way.
A hole in one.
No way. No.
You know what? I'm going to even go further on this. This is a ridiculous comparison, all right? Uh-huh. Hole in one is way harder. Way harder. Here's a more logical question. Is it harder to hit a fastball or get a 300 in bowling? That's more logical. Which a 300, first, hands down.
No,
hands down
no
is
way.
Way harder.
No way. Hitting 100 miles. No.
Hands down.
No way. No way. No
way, way harder than hitting a fastball.
There's
you
a
can't
reason
walk
why.
Up and fluke a 300.
Sure you can. I've seen people fluke.
No,
like
you can't yes, fluke you a 300.
Can. Yes, you can.
Anybody fluked a 300?
I have seen drunk people get like a 220. Like, it's no. There's a reason why the article says hitting a baseball is the hardest skill to pull off in sports. Not, it's kind of hard and, you know, there's other things that are pretty difficult to do. No, it's the hardest thing to do.
Here's where you're mixed up. The hardest skill, that's a skill. A hole in one isn't a skill. That's a task. It's different. It's way different.
No.
Yes, the skill of hitting a golf ball is way easier than hitting a fastball, for sure.
100-mile-an-hour fastball.
I can click it all day long.
Is impossible. Is impossible.
I can time it up. Give me a half hour. Give me a half an hour.
You are ridiculous.
I just got to throw the bat out there. Just by chance.
Just hold it.
I'm going to click that ball within a half hour.
Oh, God. Zach East even messaged me. He's listening right now. And he says you're fired, by the way, too. He says you're fired.
Because I'm right.
Because you're so wrong. You're so wrong.
Walk into the sunset into glory.
That's right. No.
The golf club in hand.
Zach, is this Hunter's official last break? Is he fired now after this for being an idiot? I'm just telling you what popular science says, okay?
No, I'm telling you, popular science doesn't know anything that's popular or scientific.
All right. We've used up our time here. Do you have any scores we need to go over before we get out of here?
Done. I think before we were like, hey, how about the scores? Let's just argue about this again.
We got plenty of time next hour in sports to continue this argument, and we shall. Your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Loosen up. I'm going to click a fastball by the time the next sports comes around.
I'm going to hit you right in the throat. I thought you told him. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Get out of here, you damn purple dinosaur. Good morning. 7:26, Brock Hunter.
That damn dinosaur bit me. Jeez.
Ah, with his one tooth. Ah.
That's a big tooth.
One solid tooth. It is the Plan B Morning Show, and it is time for sports. Let's get to it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are thirsty, you're not going to be thirsty because Bud Distributing's there. Gotcha.
Yeah,
there you go. Gotcha. Okay, now before you get to your stuff, because we should maybe shelf the baseball golf ball thing for another day.
And I'm not budging. I'm right. You're wrong.
I'm going to shelf you, buddy boy. You know,
I'm the best. You're the worst. We'll shelf it that way. How about that?
I hope
there's no way that you're hitting a fastball before a hole in one.
No, I am going to hit a fastball before. Or no.
Oh, no, wait.
We don't even know what's good. It's got to be your bowl. That's it. Anyway, we're gonna shelf this for. We'll have that debate later. Fastball, hole in one, whatever. There is some other sports stuff to talk about that we should probably get to because big day today, Hunter.
I will say too, though, it is still harder to hit a 300 in bowling than it is to hit a fastball.
I can do that drunk tonight. I'll do it drunk tonight. It's fine.
Easy. All right, moving on. Anyway, moving on. From your ridiculous statements. Pro football, NFL, regular season starts tonight, Brock. Nice.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Whoa.
Dallas Cowboys, the Tampa Bay Bucks square off tonight for Thursday night football.
Thursday night football. Yeah.
Football. ESPN ran a big-time computer simulation and figured out that at the end of the season, the Buffalo Bills will defeat the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl. It's a stupid simulation.
Whoa, really?
It says ESPN ran a big-time computer simulation, figured out that at the end of the season, the Buffalo Bills will defeat the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, things don't look too good for the Carolina Panthers, as they're predicted to be the absolute god-awful worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, suck it, Whitley.
Nice. That's funny.
Interesting. Do you put much stock in that? I mean, they use numbers, and
it's a numbers game. But here's the thing: you shouldn't put anything into it. Any given Sunday, that's all I gotta say.
Yep, that's true.
That's all it could be the Lions. The Lions could go to the Super Bowl.
Let's not.
It's far fetched.
Let's not be ridiculous here, Hunter. Okay, let's just.
But hey, dude, they're all professionals out there.
Yeah, it's true.
A bunch of us armchair quarterbacks back here have no say in this. But those guys are out there. They all did it, dude.
Yeah.
They all made it to the NFL. I don't care who you're playing for. You made it.
Yep.
You're important.
You matter.
You're athletic. Your body probably hurts really bad. So I don't know. But, dude, that's kind of exciting for you.
Yeah.
This is the Packers. Going to be in the Super Bowl.
Going to do it. This is the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers last year at Green Bay, so they better make it to the Super Bowl.
I swear to God. I would be totally fine if he left if we won the Super Bowl. Like, he could leave. He could say, F you, Green Bay.
That'd be a good handshake. Look, goodbye. Like, all right, thank you.
If the Green Bay Packers win the Super Bowl, I don't care if Aaron Rodgers goes on TV, looks dead in the camera, and says, I hate Brock from the Plan B Morning Show. I'm like, I'm fine with it. I'm fine. We won the Super Bowl. That's fine.
That's all he says.
Yeah.
Hey, Brock.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, you just won the Super Bowl, and you're the MVP. What do you got to say? You could look dead in the camera and say, I hate Brock from the Plan B Morning Show,
right,
and then walk away. I mean, I don't care. We won the Super Bowl.
And kisses your baby. Walks away.
And he walks away with Kiki and the baby. I'm like, I don't care. Baby, we won the Super Bowl.
Hey, that's it. Where's my starter jacket? I'm putting it on.
I will be there with bells on. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good luck and fat chance, buddy boy. All right, moving on. Gambling. Last weekend, a gambler bet $10 on a 14-game college football parlay. Hit on each and every one of those games. The result? Gambler walked away with $79,935.
Wow. How much did he bet?
So it's a $10. He bet $10 on a 14-game parlay.
Yeah.
I had a buddy the other day. Smith, he was one baseball game. He did the same thing almost. I think it was him, right? Was it him? Or was it? Anyway, he was one game away from winning a lot of money, dude.
Yeah.
And that's just the game. Like, you know how pissed off I would be?
See, that's where parlays are. They're,
It's always like three games. You miss two, three.
Yeah, by one game, that would just be. So that's the tough part. So you're taking a chance. And a 14-game parlay, that's insane. That's insane.
It's kind of the effect of, I can fill out that bracket. I can fill that out perfect. Yeah. Nobody ever has, right? Has anybody ever?
No.
But it's weird. It's you look at it and you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I could probably fill out a couple and get it right, right?
Yeah.
It's that weird thing, the numbers game, man. That's where they get you. That's where the gambling.
Well, and even going back to the statement you just made about the NFL, any given Sunday, you could play like, all right, more than likely the Bucks are going to win. More than likely Buffalo is going to come away with a win. But there's always that one game. There's always one game that will mess up everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to go do some gambling? Because we can now in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to waste a lot of money gambling on sports.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's not good. It's not good.
Oh, wait. So I don't have to go into a building to lose all my money?
Clickety-clack. Let it ride. And I'm homeless. Okay. I lost my house. I bet my house on that game.
Got to sell the truck. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.